David Neitz has been good enough to join me for a chat. Former Melbourne superstar. I'm sure he's a happy man today. Welcome to you, Neitz. Great to have you on.
I certainly am a happy man, Dwayne. Gee, what a performance it was from our boys. It was they had the heart racing there for a little while in that third quarter, but gee, when they exploded, they really exploded. It was awesome to watch.
Have you seen footy played that well by any team ever in that patch where Melbourne dominated?
It was so brutal. It was unfathomable, really. The way that they sort of barnstormed their way through the middle of the ground, the stoppage work was phenomenal. And then, gee, you know, with a minute to play, we're one goal up. And by the end of the quarter, of the third quarter, we're four goals up. It was, it's unexplainable how that sort of period of dominance and they were amazing.
So what did you think was the key turning point for you, Neitz, watching back in your lounge room?
Yeah, we've watched a few replays. We still can't quite work it out. But look, I think obviously the Dogs it was really worrying there for a period of time. We couldn't wrestle back the momentum of the game. The Dogs were starting to get to, you know, chipping around, uncontested marks, playing the game on their terms. And I guess it was that sort of stoppage where I think Viney gets a hand in, James Harms gets his hand in, and what a gather it was from him, and kicks it out to Fritsch, and he sort of stands up and slots it. I guess that gave the boys a bit of belief, and from there, the guys in the centre bounce just went to work, and Luke Jackson was superb, I thought. Not just his ruck work, but his follow-up was great. And allowed sort of Christian and Clayton and Jack to really, really go to work. They were amazing out of the middle there. And then everyone had a role, you know. Fritsch was superb. Tom McDonald probably didn't have a massive night, but a really important moment where he shepherded that ball over the line. Just some amazing moments in that period of the game.
How worried were you when the Bulldogs had their run on and Marcus Bontempelli was dominant?
Yeah, look, he was great, wasn't he, Bont? He went forward and he can do it all. We know that he's such an amazing player. But, yeah, when he third quarter, when we couldn't seem to arrest it, we couldn't get the game playing on our terms, and then he snapped that one home. It was all flowing for the Dogs, really. So I was pretty good at halftime. But then when we got to the midway through the third quarter, I was thinking, gee, maybe it's not going to come. I was expecting it to come and maybe it won't. But, gee, it came, and it came hard and quick and with brutality.
Have you spoken to many people internally since, David?
Oh, look, no, not really. Just with all of our past player boys, that's sort of been the main conversation going on at the moment, but I think all the boys internally are having a pretty good time at the moment over in Perth. I'm so happy for those boys and those people that are obviously got to experience the big crowd and then to be able to celebrate their achievement over there, albeit we'd love to be there celebrating with them, but it's so good for those boys that have worked so hard to get our club back to where we want to be, and to see the scenes of them sort of with the cup and Max, I think he was riding on Tom McDonald's shoulders and, you know, celebrating really proudly. It was, it's been fantastic.
So some of your old teammates that you've been speaking to as well, how do you feel now given the drought's broken and how hard you guys work to get Melbourne Footy Club to be respected again? And it is now respected again.
Oh, look, there's an immense amount of pride. You know, the premiership is such a galvanising thing for a footy club, and you know we've got a group of guys across, you know, multiple eras through the, you know, the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s that are all sort of, you know, coming together through our little WhatsApp group. It really has been so galvanising, and I think, you know, what the club has done and the way they've recruited. I know Todd Viney, when Todd and Paul Roos came in, and they were talking about the types of players that they wanted to recruit to the club, their philosophies around the people that they wanted to be part of this footy club, you know, all started to come to fruition. And, you know, the list build's been fantastic. Obviously, Goody's got a very strong opinion on the way that he wants to play the game. And some, I think, you know, Adam Uze, great for my ex-teammate Adam Uze to come over from the Hawks, add a few bits and pieces from that as well, and contribute to this mighty fine premiership win. And obviously Choco Williams, so the coaching group's done an enormous job. The recruiters have, you know, they've made some amazing picks. Still such a young list. I think everyone's pretty excited.
And it does take a whole heap of different aspects of the club to get right before you do win the flag. Is there, I mean, was there ever a doubt as to sticking with Simon Goodwin? Was there ever a doubt as to the old players, as to whether, you know, there were players that are now in the 18 or the 23, as it was on the weekend, that might not be up to it, and yet they've been up to it across the last final series to a point that, gee, you've got to sit back and just applaud, take your hat off. Did you have doubts about this group or even Simon Goodwin at any stage?
I think the players have been really talented, and I think probably so from 2008 and even probably in 2018, we're obviously a very, very good contested team at the stoppage, and our challenges had probably been with our outside balance and having a chat, a few chats to Goody along the way. I know that he was, and to guys like Nathan Jones. You know, I know that they're trying to work through to get that outside balance right, but they just couldn't quite get it done. And whether that's some slight changes that Simon's made to his coaching, or whether that's a real maturity that the guys, you know, they've spoken about it, the players themselves, that they've had this focus on being really selfless and playing that team role. So maybe it's the extra buy-in that you need to Simon's plan that's come good. But you know, there's no doubt he was under pressure coming into this season, and but he can be really proud of himself that he hasn't buckled. He's stayed really strong in his beliefs. Obviously, the players believe in it; they've bought into it like never before, and now they've got the reward.
And the evolution of Max Gawn—you've seen him from day one.
Isn't he great? You know, he's great personality to have as a captain. I think he's. Clearly got a little bit of knockabout and larrikin in him, but he gets to work. You know, he works so hard on his fitness and his body. And I guess he's so relatable to, obviously, to his supporters and I think AFL fans in general. But I think he's a good personality to have in the change room sometimes when, you know, it can get a bit tense. And I think Max has got an ability to, you know, break the tension a little bit, have a smile on his face. And they playing footy like they're really enjoying it.
And the game style as well is it's a very watchable, enjoyable game style to watch. I presume it's like that as a player as well. Do you have to have a game style that people enjoy buying into, not buy into with a bit of trepidation as to, I'm not sure this is the way to go, but we're doing it because the coach wants us to do it?
Yeah, look, I think you've got to, in your game style, obviously there's some key things that you need to be able to do, but you've got to have the opportunity to express yourself, I think, as a player out in the field as well. And I think if you can do that, understand the structure, but then also understand, be rewarded for your role, but also you've got to have a little bit of flexibility to be able to see the play as you see it unfolding and make the opportunity to make your own decisions as you see out there on the ground. You can't be too robotic. You've got to be able to sometimes just look at the game up forward, what's in front of you, and make some decisions. So there needs to be flexibility to actually just go and play the game at some point too.
And the recruiters, so deciding to get a couple of key defenders and spending a bit on key defenders. There was a bit of criticism about that when they went and got Lever and May, but that's come home to be a stroke of genius as well.
It's been interesting, hasn't it? So, but again, Simon's been really, really big on that defensive side of the game being the key pillar that's going to hold them in good stead and probably allow them to have a bit more freedom as they're running forward and attacking with that strong defense. So, look, I think the recruiting's been really top class. I think they've brought in great competitors, kids with really good character, and obviously talent. So, I mean, gee, I look at some of the young kids that draft with, you know, Jackson, Pickett and Rivers, who all played, you know, they all play important role for us. Bowie comes in with seven games, seven wins and a premiership medallion, if you don't mind. So, yeah, look, it's the recruiting. I think the recruiting effort, they can take a bow. Jason Taylor's, you know, he hasn't made too many misses, I wouldn't have thought, over the last few years, and it's obviously so important to get to this price.
So back-to-back-to-back now?
Wouldn't that be nice? I think we'll celebrate this one and then, look, it's such a hard competition and the boys will have to reset and come back again. But, look, there's certainly no reason why they can't. They've got the talent. They're all bought into a game style that obviously stands up. So there's no reason why they can't be right up there for the next few years.
Got a text here, Nita. Dwayne, please tell David needs his Brumanity Mouth of the South beer. My first ever taste during the grand final. Please pass on my gratitude and congratulations on the D's flag. That's from Dom. So it obviously tastes pretty good.
Well, it tasted pretty good on Saturday night. I can assure you of that. It was it's been fantastic. And thanks for your support of our new beer, the Mouth of the South. It's a great little drop. So, it's been fantastic.
Now, thanks for you to support our show. I really appreciate you giving us some beer to give away and as part of our promo. So it's been nice to have you as part of the show. So thanks to you, Ashley. David, don't thank me for letting you on. You're a star of the game gone by. It's been a delight to tap into your brain and it's nice to be able to tap into your taps of beer. So will there be a special Brumanity beer in honour of the Melbourne win? I presume there will be.
well, our Mouth of the South got sort of it's the red and white, almost like the South Melbourne jumper. So we might have to do a limited release of red and blue cans, get them in the hands of the Demon supporters.
Yep, the drought breaker. I could just see it in the bottle shop near me now. Great to have you, Nita. We'll speak again soon.
Yeah, cheers, Dwayne, and congratulations to all those Demons fans. What a special moment it's been. It's awesome to celebrate.
David Neitz, Melbourne legend, joining us on the program. And we do have a little bit more of the Brumanity Mouth of the South to give away. Thanks to all of you that sent through a text saying how much you loved Nita when we get him on. We have had him on as a regular guest in the last couple of weeks and it's been our delight to have him.